And joining me live on the air over the phone is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with our monthly update from the City of Kemmer. And joining him today is Brent McLaren, the Operations Manager for the Kemmer-Diamondville Joint Powers Board, also on the call with us today. Brent, Brian, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Great. Thanks, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. And just wanted to have you on the air to talk about what happened last week in Kemmer with all the industry leaders, new industry leaders coming to South Lincoln County. Did some great presentations. And, Brian, I tip my hat to you and the City of Kemmer and Town of Diamondville, and also, of course, the Wyoming Energy Futures that were Rita and did such a great job putting that together. It seemed like it went about as well as you possibly could have hoped, yeah?
Yeah, I agree. I think we had over 250 people there, and from both communities, and you know, it was a great presentation by TerraPower. They gave us a really good idea of the technical, you know, plans and the scheduling of the plant coming. And there was also, in addition to TerraPower, Williams was there talking about hydrogen, a project they're working on, and Tri-Site, a new up-and-coming company that creates humate out of coal. And then also our Rainfire and Canyon Road Holdings, which is actually building a big subdivision, planning for over 300 housing units. So, and that's why Brent was so important to be there too, because that means we need to make sure we got enough water and wastewater. So,
absolutely. So, Brent, I wanted to bring you on the call because of that. There were a lot of questions regarding the infrastructure and the needs as all these big industries come into the community in South Lincoln County. So you had some great answers, and it sounds like you guys are well aware of what the needs are and working to try and meet those needs. So, Brent, if you could maybe just give us priority number one right now for the Joint Powers Board and Kemmer Diamondville as far as infrastructure and making sure that things are going to transition here.
Sure thing. Well, it's actually our water treatment plant is actually only about 11, 12 years old, and we have plenty of capacity as far as water goes. Our main concern right now is the wastewater treatment plant. An average wastewater treatment plant lifespan is about 20 to 25 years, and our wastewater treatment plant is 42 plus years old. My crew out there have been doing an excellent job keeping everything together and running for such a long time, but actually we're starting to have problems getting parts for some of these 42-year-old pieces of equipment. So right now we're looking at we're doing a preliminary engineering report trying to get an exact scope of what we need to either upgrade or completely demolish and create a new wastewater treatment plant. But that's a hefty price tag right there. So our step one, I mean, basically we've got some of these old lines that are 50 to 75 years old that we have problems with I&I. Infiltration, inflow, you know, basically cracks in the old pipes. And so when a rain event happens, all that water just comes into our wastewater treatment plant and we have to treat it. Well, that's just an extra burden on there. So that's our main focus right now, is getting the I&I and the old lines kind of lined, et cetera, while we're waiting for our engineering firm to get through with our engineering report so that we can move forward, whether, like I said, upgrade or completely demolish and create a completely new wastewater treatment plant.
So, Brent, as far as the water lines are concerned, is that a project that you anticipate starting shortly? As far as, you know, funding, is it there? Or are you going to be digging up streets next year? I mean, what's that process looking like at this point?
Well, we're constantly doing that right now. But for the most part, we've just been putting band-aids on there, trying to get grants and low interest loans, et cetera. But when you're talking about, you know, possibly $40 to $50 million, Most people think when you, hey, we got a grant. Well, grants, you don't just get 100% grant. Even we just put in for a couple ARPA grants and they're 85%. So we still have to come up with 15% of that money. Well, a small community like Kimmer and Diamondville, 3,300 people, coming up with, you know, $2.5 million is not possible. So we're looking for other funding options as well. I contacted the governor's office, various state representatives, Liz Cheney's office. I mean, the list goes on and on. And that's basically my daily routine right now, looking for funding.
Brennan.
Hey, Duke, I was going to mention something on that. People in the community need to remember, we have to do this anyway. It's time. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is now we're going to have the ability to forecast how many people we're going to need to create a new wastewater treatment plant for, or an improved one, a remodeled one or whatever.
Right. Yeah, true. So. True. Because, yeah, like Brian said, if we would have had to do this, a couple years earlier, we could have undercut the capacity for the new plant and then had to, revise it again. But, it's a good time right now, I guess, that everything's starting to come together.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the call with us this morning. Also, Brent McLernan, Operations Manager for the Kemmer-Diamondville Joint Powers Board. Brent, one of the questions that came up as well with all these improvements that need to be made and trying to fund those improvements, you had a couple people ask, what is that going to do to my water bill and the rates? And it sounds like you're trying to do everything you can to not impact that, correct?
Correct. Like I said, I'm looking for low interest loans, grants as much as possible. I'm contacting not only state and federal government, but the county, and looking for private funding sources as well. And as I told everybody there at the meeting, I'm a member of this community as well. I don't want my water rates or sewer rates to go up, but you got to do what you got to do. And with the new subdivisions that we're looking at right now, once those come in and we get the new water taps and funding coming in from those, that'll help us keep the rates level. That's one thing that a lot of people in the area don't realize. The Joint Powers Board, we do not get any of the tax-based money. All of our funding comes straight from our water and sewer bills.
Brian, one question I had for you as you talk about future infrastructure needs for Kemmer-Diamondville, one of the things I came away with from that meeting was all these new industries are very committed to the community of Kemmer-Diamondville, and all of them are going to make sure that this is going to work, not just for their company, but for the community. Would you agree with that when we talk about the infrastructure needs?
Yeah, I think they're committed to our community, and I think that what people need to remember, and one of the interesting questions that was posed is, you guys are going to make a lot of money on this. How are you going to help us? And what's interesting here is Chris Levesque had an interesting comment to that. He reminded people, and he's mentioned this before, but we need to reiterate that this is actually this is a pioneering kind of innovative project. And they plan on losing money on this first plant, with hopes that the next plant will actually make some money in the long term. So they have actually already contributed some funding to us, to help us in a good faith way. But I think the main thing that people need to remember is this is going to be able to replace some lost jobs that we're going to have in our community. And when we build this project as well, there's going to be a lot of temporary workers coming into town. They're going to be paying lodging tax. You're going to be paying sales tax. It's going to help fund not only the roads, but our police and that kind of those kinds of needs. So there is a lot of benefit economically, which we probably didn't bring up enough in that very short, relatively short meeting with a lot of complex questions and problems. There's a lot more answers coming, and people, we would be glad to answer those for them. So,
well, and one thing that I noticed, people were just thinking, okay, this company's coming in and bringing this many jobs in. This company's bringing this many jobs, but they don't realize that once those jobs come in, it's going to bring additional jobs in, because those residents are going to need plumbers. They're going to need electricians. They're going to need, you know, everything else. So it's going to basically attract all these other industries and other jobs. So yeah, this is a big step for Cameron Diamondville.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and Brett McLaren, Operations Manager of the Joint Powers Board. If you missed that public meeting, the presentations were recorded and are available at svinews.com. They've also been shared to the Spurs Facebook page. Brian, Brent, thank you for your time. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention while we have you on the air today?
Yeah, I was actually going to mention, in addition to those four companies that were there, we're actually working with three other companies right now to bring other jobs. This has put us on the map as far as a place to locate businesses. So we're getting an increased number of people. We're getting ready to contract with an economic development liaison that's going to help us coordinate those activities and try to close some of those leads. But that's going to bring some more stability and I think in the long run, and not all of them are necessarily going to hit, you know, close and locate here, but there's a lot of interest here. We're having another meeting tentatively, I'm going to say, November the 10th with Glen Rock and Kanata, which is, they have the ability to turn coal into syngas and hydrogen and ammonia. And then, which means it's going to help our Kemmer operations mine with new jobs if we can get that off the ground. So that's another big project that we're hoping will come to fruition.
Wow. Lots going on in South Lincoln County.
Yes.
Brian, Brent, thank you again so much for your time. Absolutely appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's all part
Have
of
a good
the,
day.
You as well. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.